The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
Not the time.
God is good.
In the olden days,
there
were times that king led wars. There were times that kings led wars. It was one of those times that David was supposed to lead the war.
David esenka odi okubienim.
And because he failed to lead, he failed to go to war at a particular time to lead the battle, something happened between his eyes and Bathsheba.
Na bibi si wo oni neni ni Bathsheba ntemu.
Where is that place? Bible students.
Aho no ebi ho no wanfa. Eye.
Mhm. Who can help us?
Why ni betimi aboye? Ehipa na asasem no esiye e wo choro sem no mu. Unima boss on anti. Oh, Monkai.
Is it First Samuel or Second Samuel?
When I guess I know, can anti, oh, can my anti ni ye? Oh, is it First Samuel?
Second Samuel, chapter 11.
Someone who may toss me a new tip.
I'm shocked. 2 Samuel chapter 11.
This one,
in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 2, one evening David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah, the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David saying, "I am pregnant." Amen.
Amen.
So it is Second Kings.
Second Samuel. Second Samuel.
Even the person I was asking, he's not paying attention, looking at me, so it's okay. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
Adavonum,
we must know our tithes. One of the problems with many Christians, and especially church leaders, pastors, is that we don't know the times. We just had some weeks, some months of praying by day bones. Each day chose people could lead them to pray. But this prayer festival, I am standing here always opening and leading you. There are spiritual seasons. God was just teaching me something, I would take time and look. Some of you are very good, fine Christians. But you are not spiritual. You don't fornicate. You are fine. I mean, you are not that you are living in sin. No. But you are not spiritual. To be spiritual is not those super spiritual people who walk in a certain way.
Hush.
You know it is not. That's not
spiritual.
I will take time. To be spiritual is very simple. To be spiritual is that your spirit is always quickened, alert. To pick signals. Your spirit picks signals. Your spirit picks signals. That is spirituality. Your spirit picks signals. That something is happening. This time I should begin to do something. This time I shouldn't do something. Yes.
Annie.
It is very important for us to know, to develop our spirit to this point. So that even during church service, a word comes, prayer meeting, whatever, a word comes, and quickly your spirit picks that this is my word. That is spirituality.
When I say, oh, homo, and I'm homo.
Why do I say somebody should write this for me?
I didn't attack, I said, oh, being true, we mano.
Because that word is not from me.
You say, Sassam, infini moon ever.
And I don't also want to miss it.
No, no, some best Sassam, no, you really be fear, never pan walk or oh, yeah.
You know, the days in which we are, they are days that if you don't take care, Christianity is becoming something. It is as if our God is going to sleep. There is so much discouragement and disillusionment.
I say, Abasembo bebre. Oh,
do you know what is happening?
Now, unim ni AC.
It is because there is so much escalation of evil and wickedness in these last days.
Now, Abai say, boni mum na el consonantly modin sam ne ACC na eka tu imo.
Like what the Bible says in 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. We are in perilous times.
But
mantis, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, for unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good. treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 5. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. You know, because of the escalation of evil and wickedness, it is as if there is a shield in the atmosphere. So that the way we want to experience God, we are not. But you see, God has never changed. Anything that is happening, one thing you should know is that God has never changed. He still lives to answer prayer. He still hears prayer. As his word says, then if it is so, then what has happened? It means we need to check ourselves. It is possible that we don't examine ourselves. Let me use our brother here as an example. I'm going to offend you right now. If you see the circumstances under which his car was taken from him, he wasn't alert. He wasn't alert. They took him here, a man, a woman. From
morning,
they took him to another place. Now they got out, went and sat in the bar to take some drinks, and they came to call him, and then they gave him some of the drinks they have bought that he should drink. He wasn't there when they pick it. They pick it and put it on the table. And when they got there, then they took it and gave to him. They didn't tell him, go and pick the one that you will drink.
Are you getting it?
Somebody you don't know. So you see,
it is all here.
Then after taking that drink, he couldn't see anything again. By the time he came into himself, the car was no longer there. And he has to walk home. By the time he came into himself, he has to start looking around where he was. That's the one interpreting. You see, please. This thing, is for all of us. I am telling you,
okay,
you know. It happened to him as an example for all of us. The same way it is in the things of the spirit. We are not sensitive and alert. We are going to church and coming. But we are not spiritually alert. That is why. God is speaking. God has not changed. He's speaking to us in various ways and various means. All these topics we are praying, it is the Holy Spirit that is dropping them. So again tonight, we are dealing with ending the reign of unyielding or unceasing battles. Battles are not good. Battles bring delays. Battles bring distractions. According to Psalm 46 verse 9 again from verse 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress seller. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolation he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress, seller. Amen.
Amen.
As the deacon was saying and got inspiration,
today,
only two people can cause a change. God and you. I'm telling you, don't look. Nobody can cause any change in your life. Let me explain this. The things that will bring your testimony, they are always being given to you. The things that will bring your change are always being given to you. You have them in the word, in the prayers we are praying. You have them through the Holy Spirit. But as I'm standing here and I'm talking to you, everything I'm saying depends on you. How you are hearing it, how you are understanding it, and then how you apply it. Please, understand that 99% of everything depends on you, not God. God has finished his work. He has nothing else to do. You see, do you know that sometimes as you are praying, and heaven is silent, when you get there, there is just one prayer to pray. God, what is it that I need to do for my change to come? This simple one, it looks very simple, but it is big prayer. It pleases God. What is it that I need to do? Which area of my life do I have to give attention to? What are you showing me that I'm not seeing? What are you teaching me that I am not hearing? What are you telling me that I'm not hearing? Please, let's be careful. Today, there are so many things that are going on social media. Immediately I started this 11th hour prayer party. I just saw that last week. Many people have started morning prayer. Some call it morning fire. Morning this, morning that. I said, wow.
And I say, yeah.
Even my own friend. How does he call it? Eh? Yes, how does he call his program? He has also started. So it means that people are following people. The moment they realize that this first day, it means everybody. But you see, we need to be careful. I was just listening to a program. Sometimes these things, they just pop up on Facebook and then
now,
this lady was giving interview to this man about the third eye.
The third eye.
I sent it to you later. What the title of the third eye. And this man was talking about the third eye. We all know that the third eye is associated with the occult. You know, please don't just, in order to help yourself, take time to listen. Just be listening. Be listening and be taking notes of certain things.
So,
and you see, these people, they use the Old Testament. Any preacher who doesn't use New Testament, any prophet who is always Old Testament, be careful. Because the Old Testament, even the occult, they use
the Psalms.
When you go to shrines, you see Psalms. You can only use this New Testament when you have the Spirit of Christ in you.
Anybody without Christ, they
don't use New Testament.
Old
Testament is past. But we use it because it is still the Word of God. But these people have specialized in the Old Testament. They used it to capture people. As I was listening to this man, talking about the third eye, he said, no, you see, it is only in occult that they give it the name, but it is actually revelation. It is called revelation. Then I sat there, I said, okay.
You see that
he has settled you.
It
is called the gift of revelation.
I said, yes.
I thought he was going to quote Ephesians chapter 1 verse
17.
Then he went to Isaiah. Then he went here. I said, let me still listening. You see, you take time to listen before. Then the lady asks a question. Why is that these days people have different anointing oils?
Elijah, Jehu,
and who is the third person? Okay, fine. You know. He said, how many oils does Elijah go there with? The same oil. He anointed people with three different ministries. Jehu to be king. Elisha to be a prophet. To take
Elisha
be and then the other person. Then I mark him. I say yes.
I say,
but let me keep on listening. Then it came to something. Then he said, the difference is the finger that touches the person. You see, this thumb, what it means in the spiritual realm, this one also, what it means in the spiritual realm, anytime you see a person putting a ring on this one, it represents power. This one also represents When he started talking about fingers,
that
is the anointing. I say, I catch you.
I say,
what is this in the Bible?
If I know what you're saying, Mom,
I catch you now. I catch you.
Oh, menya waha.
That was when I shut him down. So please, let's be careful. Because to everything is free.
Bibia da hokwa
on social media.
Ewo abefo video so.
Let's, and because of that, because of the way it is as if God is not answering prayers, we are not seeing miracles. People are open to everything because people want solutions. People just want solutions. But listen to me. The solutions are around. I said the solutions are around. God is still alive. God is still hearing prayer. God is still answering prayer. But one thing I've come to realize we should continue to do. In the parable that our Lord and Savior Jesus gave. In Luke chapter 18. Verse
1
to
8.
And Luke chapter 11.
And look how many
from verse
5.
Or is it Luke chapter 5 from verse 11 rather? About.
It's 11 5.
Yes,
about
okay.
The friend.
Yes, Luke 11 from 5 to 8. You see, these two passages is teaching us how to persevere. Including Isaiah 65 verse 6 and, is it 65 verse 6 and 7?
Isaiah,
see, it's now written before me. I will not keep silent. I will pay back in full. No, it's
that, Isaiah 62.
Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7.
Yeah.
I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You will call on the Lord, give yourself no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. There is a place for perseverance. Perseverance plays a major role. Because perseverance prepares you. Perseverance positions you. Perseverance gets you closer. You see, God doesn't just want to give you the miracle. He doesn't just want to give you the testimony.
No.
He wants the miracle of the testimony to be a blessing to you. So he wants your prayer to change you and to position you so that when the breakthrough comes, it will last. God is not like Satan. Satan will give you everything right now.
Satan, the other man says,
no condition. Even though there are conditions. Satan also has conditions. Some of them, you have to sleep in the cemetery for some days. Some of them, you have to sleep in the tomb for some days. And after that, what you shouldn't do? Some you should bath only once in a month. You don't know what you don't know. Even Satan knows.
Satan is the empo.
But God doesn't make you suffer like that. What did he tell Martha?
And then I catch the matter.
Didn't I tell you?
Na man can't know.
If only you believe.
You
will see the glory of God.
Nyam.
If only you believe. One thing I've realized is that people are not hearing anything.
I see in the TV.
Omun teach me.
One TV.
Omun, sorry them.
That's one TV.
Omun teach.
We don't hear nothing.
She encore.
and
penetrate.
Euraya sunumu. Euraya sunumu.
The way omuti nu saana omuti.
The way we are, the same we are.
Ye baso, ye bon pai we pe. Ye pie koka pa ko pe.
Ye pie kodi abanti o pe a na ni nyina yera otim.
Be hu se ni pa nu suyan ko ni mi. You think I don't understand? You don't know. Very soon I'm going to start preaching to you.
Yeah.
We will finish here and leave.
Maybe you have any account.
And nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, fine. Thank you. This is a program that my friend has started. PPP. Preaching, prayer, prophesy. Victor Chukwuma.
This
is what he has also started.
Mpaye.
I have started, he said, I am his mentor. So once I've started 11 for our prayer parade, he's also starting this.
And also,
Prophet Kofi Oduro has also started Money Fire. Another people are just starting money things. Why is money? Because the Laliboja has started 11th hour. So it means that people are just watching me. In fact, even Sunday, one prophet wants to visit. I say, look, Papa, you don't know. We follow you.
I see you do a chiba.
We follow you, Papa. You are a trailblazer.
So we've
realized that once Papa started this, it means in the spiritual realm, that's what we should do. That's why we have all started. Wait until God himself speak to you.
Don't just copy.
So beloved, I want to tell you. You see, the solutions are already with you. Jesus has already paid.
Yes, Etiaho Council.
I mean, what is America? What is visa?
And then visa in America.
What is marriage?
And then I worry.
God doesn't need husband. He doesn't need wife. He doesn't need children. Jesus has paid for all that.
Yes, Etiaho Canada.
He's not the one holding it from you.
And you know,
there'll
be
a better job.
And my papa.
A better this.
And the Papa being,
Jesus said it is finished.
Yes, you can say,
all things are yours. But why is it not happening?
I don't know. A.C.
We need knowledge. We need to persevere in prayer. We need to check our minds. We need to check our minds. Like I said, you don't know why I said that thing. That people are here and nothing is penetrating.
I said, go for here and come.
I'm a pastor.
I am suffer.
I can't tell you something.
They
have come because we are to come.
Oma baby say, as I say, in a banty, Oma baby.
But make sure.
Now, so here say
that as you are praying,
now say, Obon paye,
believe that something is happening.
Did he say, BBA, see?
Look, now it depends on you.
It
doesn't depends on God and you.
Look,
by prayer, you can become whatever you want to become. By prayer, you can get to any position you want to get to. By prayer, you can achieve whatever you want to achieve in life. But it takes character. Lifestyle and behavior to maintain. That's why sometimes God will take time for us to pray and pray and pray.
While
we are praying, He's working on us. He's working on us. I know what I'm saying. We pray and leave this place at the car park there. I won't tell you what channels they are.
Oh, okay.
So if such a person is your friend,
the only one to say you are down for,
watch out. Who after prayer will go and hold somebody's neck. And that's the person who advises you. Then watch out. We want to pray. You see, God, it is not just that.
And he said,
the Pentecost pastor was with me at the office today.
The Pentecost pastor be in the office today.
And he froze.
Now I said, Osinsinye.
When I was sharing, I was just talking.
Now Okasa, on any turn,
he started writing.
No, he said, George, no.
Say what?
I said, hey,
what is this?
And then
he started recording.
No, if you are sitting go a PDSO.
See, how do you know this?
Now, by saying a whole way, Munina.
See, by experience.
I see, and I'm seeing who no more.
God doesn't just want you to pray.
I mean, best of a bomb pike again.
He wants you to be a reference point.
I saw be if you move here.
You see, what you have gone through, eh?
Near one femuno.
In that area.
I was sad, yeah, no.
When you are talking about that thing,
so,
heaven will salute. Do you know what heaven says? That is my only begotten, daughter. Hear ye her.
See, no.
What she's saying.
No, cannot
hear. Heaven will be saying amen.
Say amen.
But when you have not gone through the thing, you are talking only theory.
What can you actually no come back?
The Bible says this.
The Bible says this.
People are saying amen. Have you experienced it?
Because amen. Now what film would that?
But after you have experienced it,
now what film would that? No.
Heaven will say amen.
I should say amen.
Say tonight.
And you mean?
I am bringing my battles to an end.
Me ne miyoko no baby yeah.
Say, I am a covenant child of God. I have been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus has paid for anything I owe Satan. Anything my parents owe Satan. Any covenant my parents have made and I have made in the past and I have confessed it, the blood of Jesus has paid for it. Say, I am owned. I am a property of Jesus Christ. 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 I've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. I carry the image of God. I carry the image of God. I carry the image of God. Jesus Christ dwells in me. Dwells in me. Lives in me. Lives in me. And the Holy Spirit also lives in me. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. 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 I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been justified by the blood of Jesus. I have been qualified by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. by the blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus has paid for everything of mine. The blood of Jesus has paid for me to enjoy every blessing, every blessing, every blessing, every blessing. The blood has paid. 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 The blood has paid for me to live a free life. A free life. A liberated life. In every aspect of life. Therefore tonight, I take my stand. I take my stand. I withdraw every nonsense of the enemy. I take away every legal right of the enemy. I take it away. I take it away. Ancestral legal rights and nonsense. Family legal rights and nonsense. Parental legal rights and nonsense. Family legal rights. With the blood of the new covenant, I remove it. I take it away. 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 Oh Lord, anything in me that will
hinder
my prayer, from ascending to you. Anything within me that will hinder my prayer, that will hinder my prayer from receiving answers, from receiving answers, from receiving answers. Anything that will hinder my prayer from pulling down the answers, from pulling down the answers, I confess. And I renounce.
I
confess.
And
I renounce.
I confess.
And I renounce.
I
confess. I
renounce.
I confess.
And
I renounce. Say, my Father in heaven, tonight I take my stand in the blood of Jesus. I take my stand. I take my stand. I take my stand against unceasing battles, unyielding battles, unceasing battles. I yield the battle, every unceasing battle, I yield the battle in my life. It must cease now. It must cease now. It must cease now. It must die now. As I clap my hands, I command every unceasing battle, I yield the battle in my life.
I command. I'm seizing battles in my home, in my marriage, in my family, in my home, in my family, in my finances, 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 in my finances
They must cease. Financial battles, economic battles, spiritual battles, caraba battles, mental battles, emotional battles. Battles must die in the house. Battles must cease in the house. Battles must cease in the house. Battles must cease in my life. Pray that prayer. Yes. Battles must cease in my life. In my life. In my home. Battles must cease. 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 Battles must cease in my family, in my business, in my career, in my body.
Amen.
Listen, I thank God that we record these programs here.
Because
these programs are inspired. The things we do here, they are inspired.
This
altar here is not a small thing. Anybody that stands here will perform. That's why even when associate pastor, pastor Prince, pastor Roger, the lady, when they stand here,
it's now just the
that comes out of them. It is an inspired altar. You know, Listen to me, child of God. Evil things just don't happen to you. I am telling you. Evil things don't just happen to you, a covenant child of God.
Many of you here are.
There is a hedge.
And first, so be where you are.
There is a seal of the Holy Spirit that keeps evil away from you. But how do evil happen? There must be a way.
A way in
you. It was only in the Old Testament when God told Satan.
Satan
said, but you have built a hedge around
okay.
Touch everything he has. But his life. Don't touch. Satan hasn't got any right to just do anything against you.
Now, Satan, only who can say, oh, baby, you be a
there must be a way. You see, that is why he will start influencing you. You see, he brings some thoughts.
Or
to agree.
Now, what do you to move?
Immediately you agree.
When
you
do to me,
that becomes a way.
Abe Kwayamano.
He will bring somebody to get you angry.
Or the baby now I'm a willful.
When you are not sensitive.
Now say what so now when in our
to say,
I want
to
say, ah.
Let me hold myself.
I said, me cry me.
Immediately you get angry.
So when you fool,
not every anger.
And yeah, phobia.
There are some angers that are programmed.
Now, Abu Fobi, why
are
she saying
pa? They are programmed.
Yeah, she saying pa. See the banyan.
I've fallen into a few of them.
I see what you told Emuka Kremudi.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
I've fallen into a few of them.
What Emuka Kremudi?
I got angry before I realized that this one was programmed.
Now, Nibu Fuye, we are so long as a way, yes, she said,
and usually, when a certain miracle is going to happen.
Now, I'm saying, I want everybody to see ya.
So now I've started checking. Not all angers are programmed.
And here, Abu Fuye, she said,
anger is not evil.
Now, Abu Fuye, Bonnie.
No.
Debi.
Anger simply means that something hasn't gone right.
Now, Abu Fuye, she said, Bibi, I'm going
to see. You see, we need to balance this thing so that you understand.
And see, it's, yeah,
we are normal. Yes, we live normal.
Oh, tia, see.
But there is an anchor that is programmed. You're made in the house. We just program something.
But say, Bibi,
I have worked with somebody before. Eh?
And you'll be a human pain.
I thank you for delivering me.
This
girl can make you angry.
Now, Baba, bet mama, willful.
It is now I'm getting to. God is showing me.
And then na nyame chebe nyame bebre.
Rather my deliverance.
Na nifi ofi mho kwampo ayemeji e.
The whole week you are angry.
They said now didn't you know obuefu.
To take your mind off the most important thing.
Na we you want me fi nyame hu hia so.
So battles don't just come.
Inti oku ema sa keke.
Say any channel in my life.
They said oku ema channel in my life.
That is attracting battles. Somebody need to write it down. Say any channel in my life. Any channel in my life. That is attracting battles. That is attracting battles. Unwanted battles. Unnecessary battles. Anything in my life. That is attracting battles. Any channel. Any doorway. In my life. That is attractive battle. That is attractive battle. Any human being in my life, very close to me, that is a channel. That is attractive battle. That is attractive battle. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I shut them down. I shut it down. I shut it down. As I clap my hand, I shut down.
I shut down.
Every
every doorway, every channel in my life that is attracting pattern. Say battle channels in my life. Battle doorways in my life.
Battle doorways
with the blood of the new covenant.
With the blood of the new covenant.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, the blood of Jesus
Christ.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Here on earth, we can live heaven here on earth. That's why Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, pray
that will be done
on earth
as it is in heaven.
You can live heaven here on earth, but it is with battle. You must know the word. You must know who you are in Christ. It must be in your mind. And what Christ has accomplished for you. And what you have inherited in him. These are the things the devil doesn't want you to know. Because the day you know. The first time I sat in an aeroplane. When they were bringing things, I wasn't thinking. I didn't know that it was included in the plane, in the ticket.
Oh, name sir, ticket no try no. Never be a
this one. I've never said it before.
Where the onkan da o?
When we got to Egypt,
you go to Egypt,
and then we're going to spend about 4 hours in Egypt.
Now, don't so end
we change the plane to another place.
Yeah, society.
Then remember, Jorolo asked me, ah, so you are fasting? Jorolo
business. Now we are coming here now.
I say, a few dollars I have. How do I pay?
Now I say, don't you can come with me? Then
he dumped my this thing like this. He said, you.
I say, who?
He said, come. He took me out of people. You don't know.
I see that with him.
I've been watching. What the brain say? Oh, it's okay. So.
Oh, yeah, the Bible says, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see, ignorance.
Nima, we need to.
You see, that's, please ask questions.
Lord Jesus,
you have paid for me. Whatever you have paid for me to enjoy, whatever you have paid,
me to enjoy here on earth. Let me start enjoying it right now. I want to start enjoying. You are paid. Whatever has been paid by the blood of Jesus, healing has been paid, prosperity has been paid, joy has been paid, good health has been paid, promotion has been paid, expectation has been paid, fulfillment has been paid. Yes, whatever has been paid by the blood of Jesus, for me to enjoy, let it begin to happen right now. Hey, devil, you are
Please give us 1 Corinthians 3:21.
1 Corinthians 3:21.
The Holy Spirit has referred me. 1 Corinthians 3:21.
Abba.
So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours. Underline it. All things are what?
Yours.
All things are what?
Yours.
All things are what?
Yours.
All things are what?
Mine.
Say, all things are mine.
All things are mine.
Say, all things are mine.
All things are mine.
Say, whatever is mine,
whatever
that the blood has paid for, come forth right now.
Blessings.
Let me show you another one. Ephesians 1:3. Go and do battle with this scripture.
Say,
praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Do you know what that means? Every blessing that you enjoy here on earth has been approved in heaven. It has already been approved. That's the meaning. It has been approved. But there are forces that don't want you to enjoy. Give me 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Is it
1 Peter or 2 Peter 1? 3. Give me 1 Peter, let's see. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy. He has given us new birth into a living. Okay, make it 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1 3. 2 Peter 1, 3, fine. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him
who calls us by his own glory and goodness. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Everything we need.
Say, Lord,
your word says, all things are mine. Your word says, you have given me all things. Therefore, I declare, by the blood of the new covenant, let all things become mine right now. Become mine right now. Become mine right now. I call for all things. I call them for. I call them for. Begin to call for the things. Call the things that you need in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Evil plotters.
Evil plotters.
Wicked advices.
Wicked advices.
In my life.
In my life.
Evil plotters. Wicked advices. Against my dream. Against my destiny. Against my testimony. Against my celebration. Against my expectation. Against my spirituality. Against my advancement. Evil plotters. Wicked advices. Against anything of mine. In my family. In my father's house. In my mother's house, in this office, at my workplace, in the church, in the department where I belong, wherever they are, in my community, in the house where I live, in the compound house where I live, among other tenants, evil plotters and wicked advisors, with the blood of the new covenant, I shut you down. Let them be exposed and be shut down. Yes, evil plotters and wicked advices. God, is this mine? Yesterday I didn't give you your money. Remind me, come and show something it is. I just heard.
What he said?
Money you have not handled.
Sika.
Before. And it's coming into your hand. money you have never handled before. It's coming into your hand. It's coming into your hand. I just heard it right now. And I saw money. I just saw money. Flowing like this. It just flowing like that. Father, we receive this. Father, we receive this.
We receive this word.
We receive this word.
We receive this word.
We receive this word.
We receive this word. We receive this word. We receive this word. We receive this word. We receive this word. We receive this word.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea chapter, we want to use it to pray Hosea
7:9.
The reign of serpents.
Serpents
devour us in our lives.
I said for our brother,
they sap us. Financial divorce. Financial sappers and trainers. Spiritual trainers. Mental trainers. Emotional sappers. Physical sappers. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
With
the blood covenant. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. We shut down the race of sappers. Of trainers. In my life. We shut them down. Financial trainers. Economic trainers, career trainers, mental trainers, emotional trainers, physical trainers, we shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down.
We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down. We shut them down.
Somebody just sent a Voda cash sowing into that word, a Voda cash of 50 cities from a certain number. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I am free.
I am free
of saboteurs.
I
am free.
Some
people plot
against
me. A wicked counselor. I am free. I am free. My dream is free. My destiny is free. My marriage is free. I therefore declare my dream come alive now. Come alive. My testimony come alive. Come alive. My expectation come alive.
Cause
something to come alive.
Yes, Lord. Let my destiny come alive. My ministry come alive. My testimony, come alive. My greatness, come alive. My prominence, come alive, come alive. Come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive. Come alive, come alive, come alive. My breakthrough, come alive. My testimony, come alive. My celebration, come alive.
Let my testimony come alive.
Let my celebration, come alive.
Let my testimony
come alive.
Come alive,
come alive, come alive, come alive.
Come alive, come alive.
Let my healing come alive.
Let my healing come alive.
Let my healing come alive.
Let my restoration 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 come alive. Let my restoration come alive. Let my restoration come alive. Let my restoration come alive. Let my restoration come alive. Let my restoration come alive.
If we say, somebody who has been here for only 6 months after the 60th birthday celebration, the person got the 3 things: scholarship,
visa.
The person is in America.
Last Sunday,
one of our ladies too.
As
for him, as for her, her family have been in the church for some
years.
Within the week,
she
came to me and
said, Pastor,
I have also been given scholarship.
Scholarship
to go to UK. Sunday,
Pesada,
she landed
I don't go do her.
In Iceland.
Iceland.
She sent me, Pastor, Papa, I've just landed in Iceland.
Asimekudu, Iceland, Papa.
Let me tell you.
Mami, can't you?
There must be a continuation.
I said to us.
The testimonies must continue to flow.
I said to us.
Any power in this house that blocks testimonies and the progress spirit among us. Your hold has been broken permanently.
Jesus,
you have been shut down.
Jesus name.
The testimony that has begun.
And I see any fears, you know.
No power can stop them.
Amen.
No power can stop them.
Amen.
Marital testimonies. Childbirth testimonies. Traveling testimonies. Prosperity testimonies. Healing testimonies. Open doors testimonies.
Amen.
I declare a decree. Everyone that has been part of this program, even those who followed online, whatever the blood has settled for you, whatever the blood has paid for you to enjoy,
Jesus,
you don't have to pay for it again.
Amen.
Let it manifest right now.
Amen.
Let it show up in your life.
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 Amen.
Lord Jesus, you are seated at the right hand side of the Father. Don't let your blood go waste.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, I want to use the word if.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Permit me to use the word if to you. Lord Jesus, if your blood still has life, and indeed your blood has paid for us to enjoy, let the manifestation begin.
Jesus. Amen.
What can the blood not do, Lord?
Oh, Jesus.
What has your blood not accomplished? Even if it is our unbelief,
oh, Jesus.
This one do something.
Amen.
Lord, this one do something.
Amen.
Let there be a shake up.
Jesus.
In the camp of the devil.
Amen.
Let there be a shake up. In foundations, evil and wicked foundations, and all testimonies. Sipakili, oh Shali Krata Kuramas. I usher your people,
yes, the Lord,
into the realms that you have brought them.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No power can stop it.
Jesus.
No power can stop it.
Jesus.
Whatever they need to be delivered from, they are delivered.
Amen.
Whatever they need to be delivered from, they have been liberated and set free.
Amen.
Whatever door they need to enter, they have entered into those doors.
Amen.
Whatever positions they need to occupy, they are occupying those positions.
Amen.
Whatever breakthrough they need to receive, they have received the breakthrough.
Amen.
Whatever good news they need to receive, they have received the good news.
Amen.
Let this altar that is connected to the altar in heaven overshadow them.
Amen.
Go with them.
Amen.
As they leave this place, in the name of God the Father,
amen.
In the name of God the Son,
amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit,
amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.